You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 4. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes, and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. It is the Lord who speaks, and He speaks as Israel's Creator. And immediately He speaks of Israel's redemption. The creation account in Genesis comes to mind. God formed man from clay, and He breathed life into this clay. He didn't only create this man into existence, He also provided him his needs, lest he die. But not only that, God also put this man in the garden of the Lord so that he can have fellowship with his Creator and experience fullness of life. When we speak of redemption, Israel's flight from Egypt quickly comes to mind. God heard the cry and saw the tears of Israel, and He acted to free them from that oppressive situation and brought them to freedom where they can be what God intended them to be. Remembering these two events is like a 1-2 punch combination sealing God's claim. God owns Israel twice over. I have called you. You are mine. And the Lord says, I will be with you. This is not just a promise that needs to be proven to be true. This is a promise that is backed up by God's past actions. He has done this before, and He will do this again. Was He not with Israel when they fled Egypt and crossed the Red Sea? Was He not with them when they crossed the river into the Promised Land? Was He not with Daniel and his friends when they were thrown into the fire, so that even the king Nebuchadnezzar was amazed to see them walking around the fire with a fourth person who looked like a son of God? I will be with you, says the Lord, as I was and as I am. But why did God do this? The scripture simply says, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. God expresses His love to Israel in spite of what Israel had done. Isaiah 43 begins with a conjunction, but, alerting us of a contrast, God's response to the actions of Israel. We only need to read the latter part of Isaiah 42 to get a glimpse of that disparity. Yet God affirms, I am with you. You are precious in my eyes. I love you. What a consoling thought as we enter the season of the 40 days. For many of us, 40 days has been associated with rigorous disciplines like prayers, fasting, and almsgiving. Yes, these are good to do, and yes, we are encouraged to do them. But maybe our meditation of Isaiah 43 today help us set our eyes on our Creator and Redeemer and deepen our understanding of God's steadfast love and mercy toward us. And should we choose to do the disciplines of this season, let us do them out of our love for Him who first loved us.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.